I was busking in the high street just the other day, when I saw a man approaching who I hoped would go away. He was driving a wee street sweeper and he was giving it full throttle, leading himself a merry dance, trying to pick up a coke bottle. Well, he chased it round a wheelie bin and he chased it round a tree, and he chased it across the precinct and he was heading straight for me, with his bristly wee brushes burling round and round. I yelled to him at the top of my voice the following helpful suit: "Stop and pick it up," I says, "oh, how'd you know, just stop." But the man didn't hear me as I calmly blew my top. He gripped tighter on the steering wheel and he gave it a bit more throttle. What I would do if I got my hands on the one that dropped that bottle. Well, he chased it down the high street, the bottle bouncing this way and that. His sweeper career in all ways, he hoovered up a cat. Several empty crisp books and some dodgy looking tissues, for running o'er the toes of the man selling the big issues. He shouted, "Stop and pick it up," he says, "oh, how'd you know, just stop." But the man didn't hear him as he calmly blew his top. He gripped tighter on the steering wheel and he gave it a bit more throttle. What I would do if I got my hands on the one that dropped that bottle. Well, he chased it o'er the Queen's Bridge and then back across the Tay, that wee plastic bottle bouncing every other way. He chased it out the Dunkeld Road, out past the grammar school. He was halfway up the A9 when his sweeper ran out of fuel. Well, he gets straight onto his mobile and says, "Hiya, joke, it's Jim." He explained the situation that had now befallen him. It was the most stubborn wee bottle that Jim had ever seen. Now he was stuck up in Blair Athol, somewhere about Calvin. And Joke says, "Stop and pick it up," he says, "oh, how'd you know, just stop." But wee Jim didn't hear him as Joke blew his top. He gripped tighter on the steering wheel and he gave it a bit more throttle. What I would do if I got my hands on the one that dropped that bottle. Well, Joke sent up a tanker and the sweeper was refueled. Battle recommenced, wee Jim was not to be fooled. 4 hectic hours later, he discovered his sweeper floats when he drove into the Pentland Firth, just off John O'Groats. Well, he chased that bottle round Orkney, right up through Scapa Flow. Fair Isle on to Shetland, you should have seen him go. Then to Reykjavik in Iceland, where he slowed up by the pier. And then down across the Atlantic, while towing a water skier. He shouted, "Stop and pick it up," he says, "oh, how'd you know, just stop." But wee Jim didn't hear him as the skier blew his top. He gripped tighter on the steering wheel and he gave it a bit more throttle. What I would do if I got my hands on the one that dropped that bottle. They swept through the Gulf of Mexico and through Brazil too, into Guatemala, then on into Peru. He was halfway up the Andes when he saw what the job demands. He would go up to that wee bottle and pick it up with his bare hands. Yay! Stop and pick it up, he thought, oh, how did I know, just stop. I've been chasing that bottle around half the world and it's made me blow my top. And the moral of the story is, be kind to folk like Jim, and when you're finished with your rubbish, put it in the bin.